Machloikes sheyesh bo kedei chaluka. Our Mishnah is talking about that this chotzer is big enough, is more than ches amis by ches amis, that it has a din chaluka. A din chaluka means when partners own a field together, each partner has the right to say, one out. I don't want to be a partner with you anymore. I want to divide up. And the other one can't say, no, I want to keep the partnership. If the kedei chaluka means that if we divide up the field, each one will have a nice size, each one will still have a size of 4x4, 4 amas by 4 amas, that's a nice size field, that's called yesh bo chaluka. So the Mishnah is talking about sheyesh bo kedei chaluka, that there is a reason that later when one wants to divide up, they divide up. Then the Rabbanan say, Yehoda ein breira, because since they could divide up later, so the Rabbanan holds such a svar, he can't say yesh breira. You can't say right now you own the whole thing, because maybe you can divide up later. Avalein bo kedei chaluka. Let's say there's a type of a field that can't be divided up later. In one case is, if the field right now is less than 8 amas by 8 amas. So even if they divide up, then each one is going to have less than 4 by 4. Then each one has the right to say nothing doing. Even though one wants to get out, one wants to divide up, the other one can say nothing doing. I don't want to divide up. Because if I divide up, I'm going to have less than 4 by 4. I can't use that field. Now that the field is 7 by 7, it's usable. So the ein bo kedei chaluka means one can't force the other one to say he wants out to divide up the field. So he says, but in such a type of a field, where these two partners own such a field, then I tell you, divrei hakol mutar. Everybody holds it's mutar, means even the rabbanim will be meida, you say yesh breira. But the Ran explains again, since this field will never be divided up completely, it will always remain b'shutfis and partners, so then even the Rabbanan agree here, we say yesh breira. Like we said before, because when the two partners buy this field, at the beginning it's not a suffix, it's not a doubt what's going on. We know clearly that these two people are going to stay partners little and bread. They're always going to own this field. Now how do partners work? That you use it sometimes and I use it sometimes. So the kinyan netzchil is like that, that whenever one partner goes in, we'll look as if he owns the whole thing right now. So even though there's nis and neder, you can't have enjoyment from your friend. So what? I'm not enjoying you, I'm going into my side of the field. In such a case, the Gemara says, they hold, hey, this is Rabbah. This is Rabbah and Ziri, they hold in such a case, even the Rabbanan agree, you say yesh breira. And again, like the Ran spoke out, even though we passed him the right saying, breira, here it's a better type of a breira. Here it's not a doubt at the beginning. We know clearly what's going on here. And here, when we know clearly that they'll stay for shutfis, leilam, that even the Rabbanan agree, you say yesh breira. That's the way they want to say. And on this, the Gemara says, no, omalei Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says back, I have a question on you. Hare beis ha-kinesis. We'll see there's a mission later on, if you have a beis ha-kinesis, a shul, you don't divide up no shul, even though what, 10 people, 100 people gave money to make a shul, later when one guy says, I want out, we don't like, you know, crack down the shul for him, give him his portion. You can't divide up a shul. And still with Tanan, we learned later, Shneyam Asurim V'Dovash Loisair. In the case with the two ships from the people that gave money for the shul, if one makes this and that, I can't have enjoyment from you, so it's us to go into the shul. We'll see later exactly what this means. But I call upon them, you see, even by your shul, a base of Knesset, that's considered ain't by Kadei Chaluka, you can't divide up. Still we say when the shutzim go into the shul, Lamaisa is considered like you're using the whole shul. So if a few people gave the money for the shul, it's for shutzim, and you have an issa neder, that you can't have enjoyment from him, even though you also own the shul, you're not allowed to walk into the shul. So who you see, not like Rab and Ziri are saying, even in a case where there's no din chaluka, we don't say yesh breira, to say as if the field is yours and then mine, but rather at all times we say like it's like both of us. And therefore I can't walk in. So therefore they argue on Rab and Ziri. And therefore they say, Elo Amar Rab Yosef. Yosef says like this, just the opposite. Elo Amar Rab Yosef Amar Ziri. Mach loikes, shein bo kedei chaluka. Where is the machlokes, the Rabbanan and Rav Elazar ben Yaakov? Only in the field where they can't divide up at all. In the case of you can't divide up the field, that's just the opposite svara. Then the Rabbanan say that you say for sure, ain't breira. And this is the only case that Rav Elazar ben Yaakov says you say yesh breira. Here Rav Elazar ben Yaakov says it. Since we know for sure they're going to stay shut for Noilam, then the blood of Nakam says, like, that's the way it's going to remain. Therefore, we say Breira. So then it's good. The Mishnah of Beis HaKnesses goes according to the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say by Beis HaKnesses, even though it's Shutfis, that has no Chalukah, still they say ain't Breira, and it's also to walk in there. True, Rabbi Loza Ben Yaakov says it's Mutter. But Avol, what's going to be though? Yesh Bokadei Chalukah, let's say the Shut from the partners own the field. That could be divided up. It's a type of a field that has more than 8 by 8 Amos. That if one Shut, if one's out, so I don't want this partnership. I want to make a chalukah, let's divide up equally. You take care, and I take care. He has the right to say that. In such a case, they hold, divrei hakol asa. Everybody holds then it's asa to walk into this field. But even Rav Loza ben Yaakov, when two shuts from Reuben and Shimon own this big field together, and each one has an issa neder, he can't have enjoyment from his friend, in such a case, even Rav Loza ben Yaakov agrees, you can't walk into the field. Because since this is a field that may someday divide up, maybe fifth of mamish yours and mine, so we can't look as if right now I own the field. Because it may be divided up someday. Since someday may be divided up, so at all times we have to look as if this field is half yours and half mine. And when I go into this field, I'm using half of yours. It always has to be as if we're 50-50. Because since someday we may divide up totally, that I'll take this part, you'll take that part, so at all times we have to look as if they're both here. You hold ain't greater in such a case. So therefore our Mishnah, that Rav Loza ben Yaakov says one shutif could walk into the field, is only by a small field, or a field that has no din chalukah, where we'll see them always stay b'shutfis, then we say this new svar yesh greirah, we look when one goes in, it's totally his. Mashenka, in the case of a small field, in the case of a big field, where there is a din chalukah, where someday they may divide up, then even Rav Loza ben Yaakov agrees, ain't greirah, and it's also to walk in. And we also pass at this last, we have Yosef Amaziri. So it comes out like this, that which case is our Mishnah talking about? That we hold a Rav Loza ben Yaakov, only the type of a shutfus, this partnership, that ain't but kadei chalukah. That as far as we see it, they will never divide up. So since we see they'll never divide up, so then we say, yesh breira in such a case. That we say when the partner bought this field together, we look as if this type of a shutfus is, that it's always going to remain to 2 years. And I, sometimes you want to use it, sometimes I want to use it. So that's this type of a kinyan. That when you go in, it's considered completely yours. When I go in, it's considered completely mine. And that's what the Ram says, even though in the Gemara Beya, we pass good ain brevi midiraisa, that's when right now, we have to know at the beginning exactly to who the Kedushin is midichal. You have to know right now what's going to be. And the case when you make the Kedushin right now, on which daughter, the guy has 5 daughters, you give the father money, I want to be Mekadosh one of your daughters. Which one? The one that comes out of the door first. Since right now we don't know which daughter the Kedushin will be chal on, that's not called the good Kedushin. Because it has to be known right now when you make the Maaseh Kedushin, and if you do not know right now, that's not called the good Maaseh Kedushin. But over here, when the Shutfus first buy this field together, we know exactly what's doing. It's called the Kinyan of Shutfus. 2 people are buying things with partnership together. We know they both own it. But just what's the loch of partners? That when any one of them go in to use it, we consider like it's his completely. You go in now, it's yours. I go in later, it's mine. We don't have to look down as if it's Igloi Milsa Lamafreya. From the beginning, it was yours all the time. At the beginning, there was a Kinyan Shutfis. That's called Kinyan Shutfim. Therefore, here we pass in Yesh Breir. Tomorrow, Vaita. Hamudra no mechaveroi, v'yesh lo shamechet. Then the Mishnah says, if Reuven has an Issa Neder, he can't have enjoyment from Shimon, and Shimon owns a bathhouse, that he rented it out to somebody else. So the Mishnah says it depends. If Shimon has a Tfisis Yad, like still has an ownership here, so then Reuven can't go into the bathhouse. It's called he's having enjoyment from Shimon. But if Shimon doesn't have a Tfisis Yad, then it's Mutaf Reuven to go in. So Gemara says, V'kama Tfisis Yad. How much is it considered that Shimon still has an ownership here? What's called a Tfisis Yad? Somewhere of Nachman, Rav Nachman says, L'machtza l'shlish l'reviyah. That means that you divide the profit mamish equally like. You rented it out, but the pshat is still your bath house. You gesundheit, work hard and take care of it, but the profit, either I get a half, or I get a third, I get a quarter. So since he gets a percentage of the profit, that's called he's still like an owner here, and therefore in such a case we still consider the bathhouse belongs to Shimon, and this guy Reuven cannot go into it. Let's say less than this not. In other words, the Shimon doesn't get a percentage of the profit, they just rent it out, and they start give him a flat sum of $1,000 for the year, then it's called a regular schiris, that Shimon rented it out to somebody else. We look at it in that it's now in the third person's rishus, and therefore Reuven could go into the bathhouse. Abu Batzaloi, and Amr Abaye says, Abu Batzal means less than a third, fourth. If he gets less than a fourth of the percentage, that's called Kimani's bottle, that's not called you have a say in the matter, it's not called you have a part ownership, and we don't look as if Shimon's there. Let's say you get 1/8 of the profit, you get 1/10 of the profit, that's considered like nothing. You're not called an owner enough to be called yours, then Reuven could walk in. Now this Abaye says no. Abaye Ram Nafidu Babatzer also no. Even less, as long as he gets a percentage of the profit, it's still called Shimon as a Tvisas Yad. Even though Shimon rented it out and is only getting 1/10 of the profit, still is, but since he's getting a percentage wise, we still look like Shimon owns the bathhouse, and this guy Reuven cannot go into it. Where's the case that the Mishnah says, Ein boy tvisas yad? In other words, whenever you rent it out, for sure you're going to get some money. Guy doesn't rent it out for free. So where's the case that the Mishnah says, even though you rent it out, we don't consider it by you, Shimon, it's out of your rishus? That means the mekabel betaska. Betaska, the Ran says, means you get a flat rate. You're not getting a percentage in the profit. He gives you $1,000 check at the beginning of the year. So that's called he's paying rent like. He's only renting it from you. He gives you the money at the beginning of the year. And you're out of here. The rest of the year, like the person that's renting it, it's his. So therefore, when Shimon made the neder, that Reuven can't have a German from him, this was not included in the neder. Because at that time, since it was rented out, and Shimon doesn't get a percentage in the profit, he only gets rent. He got his paycheck at the beginning, and that's all. That's called Shimon's out of here. And therefore, when Shimon made the nether, he did not mean to include Reuven from... When Shimon made the nether, that Reuven can't have enjoyment from him, he meant to say his other property. But this bathhouse that's now rented out someplace else, it's not called like part of my property. Because it's from the nether, Shimon never made to ask for this bathhouse now on Reuven. Then the Mishnah says, if you tell your friend, I'll leave it. So Mishnah says like this. Person says, I can't have any enjoyment from your field or from your house. So boy yavimi, koinem lebayze shato nichnas. Koinem, the guy's making this and that there, but this house, shato nichnas, that you can walk into this house. That's why Reuven said about his own house, to Shimon, says, you can't walk into this house. Then the person dies, or Shemach Lech is sold to somebody else. Mahu. What's the law? Odom oiser dovish of Rishusoi. Look at Sheyosim Rishusoi Eloi. This was the shadow we had before. Again, Reuven owns his own house. Now, Reuven says, my house, I want my house to be Yosser on Shimon. That Shimon can't walk into my house. So Reuven has a right to do it. If it's your house, you can ask for your house on Shimon. So you can make the Yisra Neder on Shimon. Now Reuven later sells his house. His house doesn't belong to him, it belongs to somebody else. Is it mutter now for Shimon to go into the house? When Reuven first made the Yisra, he has the right to ask for his house on Shimon. But maybe later, when the house doesn't belong to him anymore, like the Yisra Neder goes off. Or else maybe no, since at the beginning when Reuven made the Neder, at that time the house belonged to Reuven, so the neder could be chal now. Though this house, it's also to Shimon. Shimon's not allowed to walk into this house. He has a right, like, to make the house like an Issa Korban onto Shimon. That is to stay loyal and void. Even though later Reuven, Shimon, sells his property to somebody else. So what? At the time when he owned it, he made it also to Reuven. It still remains also. That's the Shaila. that boy of him again, koinem labai is there, Reuven sells in his own house. I'm making a nis and nether on this house, shata nichnas, that you, Shimon, you can't walk into this house. Then nace, Reuven died, or shemach liachu, he sold it to somebody else. Mahu. Is Shimon allowed to walk into the house right now? Once more is, odom oisa dova shemeshusai, the kashiyasim meshusai. A person has a right when he makes this and nether, that it stays, it sticks. And even though later when he doesn't own the house anymore, but the nether is still there. Oiloi, maybe not. Once he doesn't own the house anymore, the nether goes out, goes off. Amarova, Amarova says, bring your right to Shema. Somebody says to his son, Koin name Shiatanenali. I'm making a nis and nether, the father says to his son that the son can't have any enjoyment from him. Umeis, and the father dies, Yerushenu. Then the son yashins his father. Because the father only meant to say when he's alive and not when he died. But what about if the father says clearly, the father says to his son, I'm making this a nether that you can't have any enjoyment from me, both when he's alive and when after he dies even. Umeis, then the father dies, it says clearly, lo yirishenu. The son can't yashin means that he can't have enjoyment from it. So Shemamina, from here we see clearly that that a person, the father, can make a nis and nether upon his nechosim, that even though later when the father dies and then the father doesn't know that anymore, still the nether still applies. Since at the time when you made the nether, the property belonged to you, so you put a nis and nether upon this property that your sons can't have any enjoyment from it, the nether stays, even later when the father dies. The same thing here also. When Reuven said his house is also on Shimon, even if later Reuven sells out to somebody else, Shimon is still also to walk into the house. All right, stop here. You hold enough Memzayin. Memzayin of an Aleph. I'll start over again from the top of the Gemara. We said yesterday, start over again.